minutes before the hour. This is Randall Carlisle, CKLW 2020 News. A berserk ex-husband brandishing a big rifle invaded a Livonia home this morning, shot his wife, her mother and father, and a boyfriend. A Livonia police spokesman has the grim tally.
We had dead. Mrs. Ruth Downs, approximately 49 years of age. Her daughter, Judy Burmeister, approximately 26. Gilbert Downs, also wounded, was a James Rudnicki. We have a suspect not in custody, believed to be the husband or ex-husband of Judy Burmeister.
Meanwhile, a drunk ex-worker at the Ford Rawsonville plant in Ypsilanti Township has shot and killed his foreman and critically wounded a security guard. State police say 49-year-old William Culpepper is behind bars charged with murder. An eyewitness working in the plant phoned the Big 8 hotline.
The worker and everything came in. He was dismissed earlier, sent home for drinking, and he shot the foreman three times and shot the plant protection guard once. A co-worker came up behind him and decked him with a pipe.
38-year-old Jack Goble is the dead foreman. Detroit police checking out an inner-city feud between two mothers. The tongue-lashing became so hot, one of the women plugged the other with a gun. Sergeant Dick Mortensen tells 2020 News the whole thing was a fight over a child.
Officers from Detroit's 13th Precinct were summoned to 320 Theodore and reports of a shooting. A still only tentatively identified woman was conveyed to Detroit General Hospital, where she expired approximately an hour thereafter. Officers arrested the other woman and are holding her on a charge of murder.
When you are there and news breaks, phone the Big 8 hotlines. We pay cash weekly and $1,000 for the best tip of the year. The confidential hotlines are open 24 hours a day in Windsor, 254-CKLW, and Detroit, 961-NEWS. It's the same old story, the weekend, people traveling places, and traffic tragedy.
Edgerton Township Police checking out a single fatality in the county. The victim, 22-year-old Lawrence Pinky of 7830 Clairview in Windsor. He lost control of his car going northbound on 2nd Concession and piled it in the ditch, dying instantly in a mangled metal. John Belmont, 2020 News.
The Motor City March of Dimes Walkathon underway right now. The Big 8s, Jim Jackson and Dave Schaefer, two of the thousands of people planning to walk 17 miles. Executive Director Max Gurman says it's a little early to tell, but it looks like a big turnout.
We anticipate at least 10,000 upwards. I say upwards because we have had requests for over 18,000 sponsor forms, where people have taken enough trouble to either make a call to the March of Dimes office for a sponsor sheet or have written in one of those brochures.
Irene McCabe and her marching mothers were all smiles when they walked to Washington. They all appeared unified in their goal, but there was a lot more than anti-busing talk when they had their powwows late at night.
Margaret Heinemann was one of the marching mothers who went on that 620-mile anti-busing march to Washington. She says she tried to quit twice along the route, but was talked out of it by Irene McCabe, who told her the scandal would ruin the whole effort. Artis has changed her views since starting that march. Apparently, her meetings with thousands of sympathizers along the way convincing her she was on the wrong track. Now announcing she's all through with NAG, she says it's inspired by hate and fear. She calls for understanding, patience, and honest interest in both sides of the busing controversy. Steve Maitley, 2020 News.
The dope business alive and well in Canada. That's the claim from former NDP leader Tommy Douglas. He says he's fed up because police just don't know how to break up drug rings anywhere in the country. CKLW News Time, 12:44.
There's a whole new way of living. Pepsi's got a lot to give. You got a lot to live. And Pepsi's got a lot to give.
CKLW Sports, the first place Tigers battle the Rangers this afternoon. Big Mickey Lolich will be throwing for the Bengals, his toughest test against Texas slugger Frank Howard, who tells 2020 Sports he has all the respect in the world for Mickey Lolich.
I think Mickey Lolich is right now in the prime of his career. He's had a fine career even up to now, but I think it's going to be to get even better from here on out for him. He's always had an outstanding arm. He's a fine competitor. You don't want him to beat you, but even if a guy like that beats you, you realize that you're getting beat by the best.
Yesterday, the Tigers beat Texas 4-1. Game number four in the Stanley Cup Finals this afternoon when the Bruins battle the Rangers in New York. Boston leads the series 2-1. Bruins star Phil Esposito tells the Big 8 it's tough playing on New York ice because the fans throw stuff at him.
They're very rabid and they cheer for their team, and I guess that's what they like, but when they throw on the ice, that's dangerous. And they're throwing metal. I mean, they could hit one of their players just as well as they can hit one of ours. And I think that's very, very stupid.
The Lakers leading 3-1 may be without Wilt Chamberlain tonight when they host New York in the NBA playoffs. It's been a tight series, and Nick forward Walt Frazier says it's still anybody's ballgame.
Well, you see a very aggressive team. I think we'll be playing as though it's just beginning. We can't quit now. If we were going to quit, I wouldn't ride away to L.A. just to lose. We just concede the series right now, man. But I think we'll be aggressive. You know, anything could happen. Still could happen. And you know, they could become complacent, overconfident, try too hard. You know, so any combination of these things could throw their game off.
Bruce Devlin has a two-stroke lead going into the final round of the Houston Open Golf Tourney. CKLW, first in the Motor City with 2020 News.
The silent language of your...
QT gives you a real tan in 3 to 5 hours, no matter what. QT by Coppertone in lotion or new aerosol foam.
CKLW weather, just ahead of much more music and Pat Holiday. Cloudy and cool with periods of rain through Monday. High today 58, low tonight 38. The current temperature 42 degrees, Sarnia 40, Cleveland 49, Toledo 45. This is Randall Carlisle, 2020 News.